And now, coming to you live from the studio, the feature presentation, The Football Sack.
The Football Sack.
I love it, Michael Rocek. Welcome to the Football Sack podcast. My name is Matt Greenlaw. This is The Sack on Sunday. I'm the editor of thefootballsack.com. You just heard Michael Rocek putting on an American accent there. I really enjoyed it. And there's a reason why we're putting on American accents, and we'll tell you a bit about that later on in the show. Good morning.
Yes, good morning. It's great to be back. And I think I've just got a little bit too much excitement to be in the studio this morning because, I'm back. I put on an American accent. Yeah. I don't know where it came from.
I love it. And I love that jersey you got on there.
Yeah, it's a 1990s Newcastle United jersey. I asked my mother to get me a Premier League jersey way back in the day.
Yeah.
She came home with this one. Even though I sold her, I like Chelsea. She's like, what colours are Chelsea? And I'm like, it's not this one, right? And it was so big for me at the time as well.
But I bet now you're really thankful about it because that's quite cool.
Yeah, it's great. It's the old Alan Shearer days. We'd just come from Blackburn after that. Just won a
Do you have a name on the back of that?
I don't. It's just, if you can see, I'm going to turn around.
Oh, you've got a shield
where the numbers and the name was above it, but you didn't get one.
That's all right.
Didn't get one.
Now, Supernova is over there on the decks. He doesn't actually have a microphone this morning. He is waving frantically, and the reason for that is that we did have three microphones, but the third one it's just decided not to work on us.
Yeah, no, it's not working. We better not tell people live on air why it's not working so that our bosses here don't lose it at us.
Exactly right. So Supernova says g'day. We'll throw to him with one of our microphones if we do need to have him on the show. People have written in and said that they missed him when he wasn't on the show. I remember a few weeks ago when Jack Quigley and I did a show up in Lismore, people wrote in and said they're unhappy that their favourite podcast host, Supernova, was not on the show.
That's right. And it was all signed off by someone called Neat Povakovsky. And and someone who's also Pete's mum, maybe, as well.
Yeah, she wrote in as well. Well, she often writes to me.
Yeah.
Look, let's get into the show.
Can't even defend himself, yeah.
Because we're all about freedom of speech, Rocek.
That's right.
And we can say whatever we want on this show as long as we're not defaming anyone.
Yes, but, you know, it's great to have some social causes being fought out on Premier League jerseys, A-League jerseys, I should say.
Premier League starts soon in a few weeks in the New South Wales Premier League.
That's right. But what on earth is going on with Clive Palmer's jerseys? More Gold Coast United Football Club, for that matter.
Yeah.
We shouldn't forget. But
now, let's go over this because last night, it's Sunday, so last night Clive Palmer put his men in a Gold Coast United shirt that had on the front of it freedom of speech. Just a big yellow and black banner, very visible to the public. FFA condemned this. They actually refused to allow it pre-game. And the game might have been cancelled earlier in the week, but they let it go ahead because it would have been too much hassle to cancel it and then reschedule.
Yeah, it would have been disruptive.
They've brought out a statement, actually, that says that they have condemned it and there will be repercussions for this. Don't think that just because the game went ahead that Clive Palmer breaching the CPA... that's allowed.
You get the feeling that at season's end there'll be fireworks and something's going to happen, whether it means that the license is taken away or whatever. But I think Clive's got a point to an extent that he needs to have a say in the way the league's run, just not so wild. The accusations that are flying around are just quite bizarre, really.
Even with all this stuff happening off the field, on the field, last night, Gold Coast played with heart, I think. It was pouring down rain.
Or with Melbourne Victory.
Yeah, against Melbourne. Yeah. They played with heart against Melbourne Victory. Thanks for pulling me up on that. I like it. They played very well.
Yeah.
And it was 1-1 draw there against the Victory. Jim Magilton, obviously, again, drawing the match. He loves to draw.
Yeah.
Want to see him in a bit of a comic each week, jump on thefootballsack.com and check out the one-stop A-League Photoshop. Very convoluted name.
Yeah.
we've asked for you as listeners to come out and let us know a different name or just give us some advice on what we can change the name to, but no one's let us know yet.
No. So, it stays.
Yeah, so it's staying so far.
Yeah.
Email us, info@thefootballsack.com, and we'll possibly change the name.
Yeah, but Gold Coast, they started really well. 51st minute, they went ahead through Macia Richtitz, and some great passing between Mitch Cooper, who's a bit of a figure in the game at the moment, is at 17.
Captain in waiting.
A ceremonial captain who's got the captain's armband, who led to the sacking of a coach, who led to this entire week unfolding with freedom of speech. But, you know, he's a player that probably deserves to be on the pitch, whether he's captain or not.
What do you think of the team now under Mulvey, the new coach, or the assistant coach now turned coach?
Look, it's hard to say. I mean, I don't think the dust has really settled on this club. Whether Michael Thwaite leaves is a big question. Mm. If they lose him, let's not forget he was in the Socceroos squad against Uruguay when we got to the World Cup in 2006, and he's now just got a call up again this week.
He's really holding the team together, isn't he?
Yeah, he really is a rock. And Christian Rees is sort of a want-away defender as well. Let's not forget that him and Thwaite form quite a great partnership, a partnership that perhaps Sydney FC fans would like to see Beauchamp and
don't
old mate.
Don't get me started on Beauchamp.
Yeah, but look, Rees and Thwaite lose them, and all of a sudden, you can't really build a team on youth with two centre-backs that haven't got a lot of experience. That doesn't quite work.
No, and so great for them to have that experience. Mm. If Thwaite does go to possibly Melbourne Victory, as Supernova is telling me, are the rumours this morning. Who knows? It could be true, could be not.
Yeah.
I've heard lots of Supernova's rumours have turned out to be false. But we're all about freedom of speech, Roche.
That's right. Even though we took the microphone away from him, we're embodying the spirit and the dream of freedom of speech.
Yeah, so we hope the Gold Coast situation gets sorted out sooner rather than later. We'd like to know what's going on there. I'm sure the players would like to know what's going on there as well. And they might have more of an inclination.
Mm.
Earlier in the week, Mariners played Gold Coast. And Clive Palmer was at the game, and he actually was interviewed post-match. He was quite... I was surprised, because he was quite personable, and he said he loves football. He had come out earlier and said that his comments were misconstrued, taken out of context, and that he actually loves football.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, you get the sense with him, it's always a fine line and a balancing act. And when we had this week all the things that went down, firstly in the Courier Mail saying that rugby league is a better game, what he apparently was trying to say was that it was a better administered game.
Yeah.
Hard to say where he kind of tried to get out of that very, you know, inflammatory statement by saying that he was misconstrued, but... All things aside, I think there's this relationship between coach and owner at Gold Coast whereby coach says technical things, we hope, and Clive provides the backing, the motivation, the financials, and sort of this presence.
Well, he's also in the dressing room.
Yeah.
This past week, he's been in the dressing room as
yeah,
well.
So. Yeah, twice. Look,
you're right.
When they were up against the Central Coast Mariners, he was actually in the sheds at halftime, saying, you know, tremendous result, tremendous work, you know, keep it going. And they ended up drawing 3-3, which perhaps doesn't say much about Clive's managerial acumen. He is very passionate about the club and everything that's gone on before with the closing of the stadium. Or parts of the stadium, it's hard to see where the balance is there.
All right, let's move on, because last night you and I are Sydney fans.
Mm.
Sydney lost again.
They did.
They went behind early again.
That's right.
And lost the game.
Yeah, it's one of the hallmarks of their year, isn't it? It's we see that they lapse and they go behind. And it's not good, is it?
No, it's not. I would like to say that Wellington Phoenix had the rub of Peter Green.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there was a very good shout for Joel Chianese, and I thought that perhaps that might have been, but it wasn't to be.
No, not a penalty. Do you like that, the rub of Peter Green?
I think that was pretty good, although I wouldn't like to see the rub of Peter Green. I'd like to just talk about it.
Ever felt the rub of Peter Green? Let us know. info@thefootballsack.com.
Look, big call. Big call. And it's good to see Lavichka playing, or at least putting some youth on the bench.
Mm. Mitch Marley actually came on in the 75th, I believe. Was that all the substitutions made? Not too sure.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, three under 20 year old players on the bench, along with Liam Reddy and Nachevsky.
Mm.
You were telling me on the way here, you're happy with him as goalkeeper. I'm on the fence. I think there's not too much difference between Liam Reddy and Ivan.
But that says more about Liam Reddy than it does about Ivan, because Ivan Nachevsky hasn't had the opportunities that Liam's had. Liam's probably had 3-1 more matches, and we still think that Ivan's got what it takes to be as good as Liam Reddy. If Ivan Nachevsky gets a season under his belt where he gets to play week in, week out, I think you'll start to see the benefit of that show and real consistency. And he's a really, really passionate bloke, and he's a super supportive guy around the club. And to see him get dudded and not the rub of the green, as it were.
rub of Peter Green.
Yeah. is a sad thing, but it's good to see him in the number one jersey for the time being.
And he had a very good match last night. Could have been 3-0 to Phoenix had it not been for Nechevsky. It could have been 1-1 if Beauchamp, you know, he had a couple chances. The first one, just about the 89th, I believe, could have headed it home, straight at the keeper.
Yep.
Second one, he could have passed it into the goal.
Just side-footed, yeah.
There was no one there.
Yeah.
The goalkeeper was off. And he skied it so far over into row Z. And you know who that reminds me of?
Who?
Ruben Zadkovic.
That's right. That's right. Who also used to play at Sydney FC and routinely put it into that same row.
And we do call that move chucking a Zadkovic.
Chucking a Zadko. But look, yeah, I mean, let's not forget the contribution of Ricky Herbert to New Zealand football. He's taken them to a World Cup. He's made a team out of really also-rans, a club that was on its knees at the start of the season without an owner, almost in administration, and the strides he's made at that club this year will be their best ever season. Incredible.
Can we rename him?
What do we want to rename
him? Well, I just want to give him a Sir.
Ah.
Sir Ricky Herbert. Because Sir Alex Ferguson, he's been a stalwart at United. Maybe. We can just knight.
The football sack should be able to hand out discretionary knighthoods. And I think we'd see a lot of, we'd see Sir Novakovsky.
Yeah.
Oh, I am a teacher.
Yeah. We'd see Dayman Odong.
Yep.
And I think the two of us are probably suited to knighthood as
totally.
Well. Yeah,
totally. I'd look good in a suit of armour as well.
That's right. And I want to have a sword on my shoulder.
No, look, I think Ricky Herbert, he has the chance, you were saying as well, to become an institution over in New Zealand for both the national team and for Phoenix. And he could, or should, be knighted.
That's right.
We'll knight him.
We'll start it. We'll start a Go petition and we'll start this.
So good job to Sir Ricky Herbert over there in Wellington. Let's cut to a break and come back after this.
For the latest news, opinion, match reports, and for more on the A-League, head to our website at thefootballsack.com.
I want to put a question to you, Rochek.
Tell me.
I've had an idea. Walking home from the game last night after Sydney FC lost, I was thinking about memberships, because they got a good amount of people to the game last night, 10,500. But the Premier League is coming up. Or the state leagues are about to start across the country. Some of them have already started. I believe the Brisbane Premier League is underway. What about if you're a member for Sydney FC or for your local A-League club, that automatically guarantees you a membership at your local association club?
Interesting concept.
So you live, say, in Rockdale.
Yep.
You get a membership to the Rockdale City Suns.
Great.
Or if not a membership that buys you, that gets you into the ground, a membership that gets you 10%, 20%, 50% off tickets.
Yeah.
And then that reciprocates.
Yeah.
So say if you're a member of Sydney Olympic, you then get an honorary membership to Sydney FC.
Or some sort of discounted.
Yeah. Well, the membership, you know, the membership pack that you get that is just a supporters pack. Mm. You don't actually get tickets. You get discounted tickets. You get some like a hat, a scarf, blah, blah, blah. So that every association, more over and above the association links that they've got, each club has, you're actually getting something. You're giving those members of teams that are already established. You're forming a bond there. Yeah. What do you think? That's my idea.
Absolutely. You've got to close that gap between the state leagues and the associations and what is the real deal in this country, the professional A-League. There is already some synergy that if you play for an association, which Sydney has signed a deal with, or at least in New South Wales, you can get some discounted membership or discounted tickets. There is already that in place. But I would like to see it go the other way. Although some of those state league clubs would need some assistance in providing some cut down ticket prices. If you could somehow garner an extra 100, 200, 300 people at a ground, it starts to really look after itself.
I just think it's a win-win for everyone that this happens. You're right, it closes the gap. It begins to close the gap.
Mm.
And that's exactly what we need this. Well, in the next few years, really.
Definitely, definitely. I was saying this week that with the game the way it's going and the push for a Western Sydney club sooner rather than later, I think you need to hand it out to an existing state league side. Do your due diligence, do what you need to do off the pitch to make it work. But there are ready-made institutions that have been there for years and years and years. And there's Sydney Olympic, who were really by far and away the best side in the state league last
year. They're just
not
Western Sydney, though.
Look, they're not Western
they're
Western
in Belmore.
Sydney. Yeah, but look, they've got a great ground that's just been refurbished. Mm-hmm. They're on a train line. I think it.
Oh, there's no doubt that it's a great ground.
I wonder where you would put it. I mean, you'd probably put it at Parramatta Stadium, wouldn't mm-hmm. you? But it's just hard to drop in a club, you know, an artificial club into. Yeah.
Supernova is.
He's coming on the mic. Here he comes.
He's shouting out.
It should be Blacktown's Lilyholm Stadiums. That's the best space. That's the best fitted stadium around. Parramatta Stadium, yes, it might be good for rugby league and the occasional A-League game, but not for a Western Sydney team. Lilyholm's is the place to be. Blacktown is the heartland of football out there.
There you go.
There we go. That was Pete goes Supernova. Yeah. Lilyholm grounds, capacity, tell us.
It's not very big.
No, not yet, but it does but it have could be money to be able to expend.
Yeah, okay, so, yeah, right. So, and how far is your home from there? Do you live on top of this ground?
An hour and a half away.
An hour and a half away, okay. All right, well, look, it hasn't been mooted yet. Let's say that now.
We don't even have a Western Sydney team.
Yes, they've talked at length about Parramatta Stadium being the hub of Western Sydney football. But yeah, let's get back to this association thing. It needs to happen. There needs to be more reciprocal arrangements and it needs to be, you start things now, they start to bear the fruits 5 years later.
Yeah, that's no, it's definitely a long-term goal. And I just thought, wow, brainstorm. Yep. I'd love to share this with people, and I thought I'd bring it on the podcast.
And if everyone,
And everyone that's listening. So if you've got an idea similar to that, or if you'd like to further on that idea that there should be membership links between clubs and association clubs or state league clubs around the country, let us know. info@thefootballsack.com.
Yeah, there needs to be more synergy and building on what is tremendous on a Saturday afternoon. Hundreds of thousands of people play football, but not really hundreds of thousands of people attend a professional football.
Now, I will need Supernova on the microphone in just a moment because we have a competition running at the moment. It's been going for a couple of weeks already. We've had a couple of winners and we've announced them on the podcast. But this past week, we've had a new winner. Supernova is going to tell us all about that at the competition, the winner, and what they did to win it.
Of course, and the competition which Matt is talking about there is our Tom Mick Zizzle competition, which is going on our website for people to be able to win a copy of Tom Mick Zizzle, the DVD documentary about Thomas Broich, which has actually been autographed by Thomas Broich himself. A fantastic guy, and thank you very much for him signing it. But the competition which we have running is that we had last week a couple of people send in their redesigns of the movie poster or of the DVD cover of Tommy Zizzle. Fantastic entries. Thank you so very much for everyone who entered. Sam Adra, though, hands down, won. And that poster, which they designed, it's already up on our website. Check it out. It is gorgeous. So please jump on our website, thefootballsack.com. Check it out. It is fantastic. This week, though, the competition is on our Facebook page, facebook.com/thefootballsack. And all you have to do on our wall, post a comment and say why you think Thomas Broich is either the best import to ever come to the A-League, or if you don't think he is, who do you think is better? And explain to us why. And you have a good chance, because not many people have entered so far. So please get your entries in. And you could be the new owner of a copy of Tommy Zizzle, signed by Thomas Broich.
And I think not that many people have entered because we haven't put the question up on the Football Sack Facebook page yet.
Dave Manuka, social media manager, come on.
Former social media manager, just getting up the new social media manager there. Well done to Sam for putting in that poster. There was plenty of entries and we had a look at all of them. We'd love to put them all up online, but I don't think we will. That one there, I think Sam spent about 5 hours making it.
Wow.
It shows because it's a very nice poster. Gives the actual poster a run for its money, I think.
Mm. Well, you just got to tap into the power of people who are really, you know, the passion in this.
In football.
And, yeah, that's right. Mm.
No, great. So if you want to do that, get on the Facebook page, join our page, like it, and enter the competition. Let's have a talk about what else is on thefootballsack.com. There's plenty of cool things up there right at the moment. In particular, some footy fans down under award stuff.
I hear you say awards.
Yeah.
Are we nominated?
I think the Football Sack podcast is nominated for an award.
Let's not forget, we are the number one football podcast in the country.
Yeah, but last year we won the award for best football podcast in Australia. We will claim that fame for the next
5 years.
Well, when's the awards? The awards aren't for a few weeks yet, or a couple months. Yeah. So we do have that honor for the next couple months, but we'd love to have it for another year. Right. So if you think this podcast is the best podcast in Australia, or the best football podcast, we'd love you to jump on the Footy Fans Down Under page, ffdu.net, I believe, and vote for us.
That's right.
To convince you, we've got a bit of sound from a YouTube video that we've made to let you know why you should vote for the Football Sack.
Here at the Football Sack, we love kittens, but we also love to win awards. We've decided to temporarily give up our love for kittens in the hope of winning some categories in the Footy Fans Down Under Awards. What does this mean for you? Well, every time you don't vote for the Football Sack, we'll kill a kitten. That's right, we'll terminate the life of one kitten. Think of it this way. Each time you vote for the Football Sack, what you're actually doing is saving a kitten from a horrible death. So vote for the Football Sack at the Footy Fans Down Under Awards. The Football Sack, saving kittens.
And tremendous motivation there. I mean, you really, really need to save some kittens' lives. We don't care. We'll do it. We're ruthless.
We'll do it.
Well, you know, I've got a kitten here and it's pretty cute.
Mm-hmm.
It's somebody's loved one.
Yeah.
But look, I'll slaughter that thing. If we don't, if we don't get a vote in the next sort of 5 or 10, I'll slaughter that thing.
Yeah, no. Though fortunately, we've just got a vote for the Football Sack. Don't kill the kitten,
yeah.
Don't check.
Yeah, it's cool. It's cool. I'll stick it back in my bag and zip it up. Yep.
I'm just ready for the next 5 or 10 minutes when we might need to
terminate back out. Another.
Look, that's the reason that we were putting on, or that Rocek was putting on an accent, American accent before, because someone's done an awesome voiceover there. We don't know who that is. Just a Canadian that we got on board.
Yeah. Look. Yeah.
Yeah. No, so good on that person. Look, so yeah, ffdu.net to vote for us if you'd like. We'd love that. There's more great stuff on the footballsack.com. Sack Attack. Always give that a mention. There's a new Gold Coast United themed one that you can check out. Just jump on there. Sack Attack. What else can we tell you?
The one-stop A-League Photoshop.
Each week there's some great photoshopped photos that describe the A-League. The week in the A-League. What's your favourite one from this week?
Well, right now, there is a tremendous, tremendous piece of work featuring Clive Palmer running a hit up in the NRL. And I think it really typifies some of the statements that he made in the Courier Mail just right.
The caption for that? Clive Palmer for dummy half at the Gold Coast Titans.
I mean, he loves a hit up. He ran a series of hit ups this week against the FFA, and I think... Yeah, I mean, we've talked on the Beyond the 90 about what his comments are and how he will shake this league up. Whether it's in a way that's cohesive and coherent, we probably need to make sure that occurs. But what a great, great piece of photoshopping that was.
No, so each week, Sam McInerney brings that up, this one-stop A-League Photoshop that you can rename if you email us in. We will definitely do that. Talking about contacting us, last week, Supernova said he would accept a dare. We would follow a hashtag, Supernova's Dare. And we did follow that hashtag.
Only if Perth Glory win the competition.
Yeah, so the idea was that if Perth Glory win the A-League, the Championship or the Premiership, that Pete would accept a dare. And I think our Wellington Phoenix friend, our one and only New Zealand follower, Patrick...
after our efforts a few weeks ago, Pete, where we played some sheep noises, and we still got one.
Still got one fan. So thanks to Patrick for staying along. He's asked, or his advice for the dare.
Sorry, Patrick. That was a low blow.
There he is. Just walked in the door. he's advised that Supernova should wear a Kevin Muscat shirt in the Cove.
Ooh. Oh, yeah. Wow.
Supernova said he'd be really happy with that. He'd be fine to do that.
You'd be fine to do that. You might have bitten off more than you can chew there, pal. Pete is looking like he's keen to do it, though. He's nodding his head and shrugging his shoulders, saying, what? I don't know. I think you might get a civil war breaking out. Like Syria, Sydney, SY, the Cove. It's gonna blow up.
Talking about dares... I was listening back to some of the episodes of the Football Sack recently, and I remember playing the Czech game with you,
Rocek, yes,
and daring you to do a nudie run should the A-League receive a full front page on the Daily Telegraph's newspaper.
Did that happen during the week?
No, it hasn't happened yet. I am watching
maybe
closely.
With Clive Palmer's comments, it might have occurred, and I might have been outed.
Okay, you've withdrawn it?
I've withdrawn it. I've formally withdrawn it.
Oh, that's great. Okay. Look, while we're asking you to do things, we'd love you to subscribe to this podcast. Mm. And subscribing, that's if you're listening to this podcast through iTunes. You can just hit the subscribe button. That means you'll get every episode downloaded to your computer or to your device free.
Free of charge.
I mean, it's always free, but you get it free and automatically. So you don't or will never miss an episode.
That's right. And look, we really are at the cutting edge of football comedy. And it's been said by us before.
You said that with such a straight face.
Yeah. You know where I was going with that. But we really are. We're at the forefront of A-League hilarity. We'll have more New Zealand guests as well as the year goes on. And look, if Wellington Phoenix make the final, which they are widely tipped to do, for at least from my quarter, there will be more sheep on this program.
If Wellington Phoenix make the finals, we've already knighted Ricky Herbert. What do we do then?
Well, look, that's Ricky saying thanks and
for the knighthood.
For the knighthood. What will we do next? I don't know. I don't want to raise this nudie run idea again. I just don't think it's got legs, so to speak. yeah, let's just leave it there. I think we are at the forefront of football hilarity. Subscribe to our podcast if you want to get more tips and pointers on how to be funny in a footballing sense.
Over and above the funny stuff that we've got on the Football Sack, we've also got some serious articles there. And last night, Neil Sherwin, or this morning, he's published an article letting you know how Brisbane Roar won 3-0 over Perth Glory. And we haven't talked about that too much, but Berisha got a couple of goals and Henrique got a goal there as well. And Henrique was wearing new Pele Sports boots.
That's right. really at the forefront of football technology. And
along with us on the forefront
football
of hilarity.
Hilarity. Yeah. That's right. The forefront of hilarity and football
And the crossover
technology.
There is that Supernova works for Pele Sports. So
that's
he was
right.
Very happy that Henrique scored a goal.
What we need to do, Pete, is get you, the football man that you are, to strike up the repartee with this great Brazilian striker and get him to take his boot off and kiss it after he scores his next goal. And Pete's sort of saying, yep, I'm down for that. No worries. When he's wearing his musket jersey in the Cove, he's also down for this dare. So I think that that's a worthy thing. And look, if we can get Henrique to take off one of those boots and kiss it, I think we've kicked a goal ourselves.
I think you'll find that Pete is contacting Henrique right now to see if we can get that done. That kind of reminds me of Pele, who actually knelt down and did his shoelaces up when he was sponsored by Puma Sports. Yeah. And that when the camera zoomed in on Pele as he was doing up the shoelaces.
I think there's a great thing we could do there, Pete. And I think that you need to get on the blower to Henrique, maybe with a Portuguese interpreter, and and make it work. But no, it was a great result for Brisbane Roar last night. And it was really nice to see the Brisbane Roar players celebrating one of the goals by rocking the baby cradle with Massimo Bedoka's wife giving birth. It was
earlier
a really
that
nice
day,
touch.
I believe.
Yeah, yeah. And he was on the
flew
pitch.
In at lunchtime, and then great.
Yeah, and a great result over a very resurgent Perth Glory. A lot of us, including myself, didn't pick them for great things under Ian Ferguson. To see them really pushing for A-League honours at the end of the season is a really nice thing to see. And Newcastle too, are really stepped up. They've putting some results together. The Adelaide United side under John Cosmina, I have some pretty strong views about the credentials of John Cosmina.
Yeah, and we've talked plenty about John Cosmina and his lack of credentials, I guess.
Well, the biggest one being that he can't actually coach in the Asian Champions League. That's a bit of a shocker.
Yeah.
But look, the Newcastle Jets are really, really starting to play some nice football. And we're starting to see shades of that side that went all the way.
I will remind everyone that they are my dark horse.
Nice.
I think that I stated that earlier on. Who are your dark horse for the season?
My dark horses, you've put me on the spot there. I
can't remember that.
Look, what I will say is that I did not pick Wellington to be anywhere near where they are.
I think you were Perth.
No, I wouldn't have been Perth. Again, I don't really rate Ian Ferguson too highly, but he's starting to do really well.
Yeah,
I think what I said about Perth was that any side with Shane Smeltz and Liam Miller and those guys, the quality of those guys who've been around the top end of the game, are going to do well, but I didn't think perhaps that they'd do this well. So, yeah, some good results here for Perth Glory and the Newcastle Jets.
Now, we've been talking results, so let's have a quick look at the table before we wrap the show up. Central Coast Mariners up on top with 44 points. Brisbane Roar, Wellington Phoenix, Perth Glory, Newcastle Jets and Melbourne Heart rounding out the top six. Sydney FC, had they won, they would have jumped up into fourth, but No deal with that one.
No, they didn't. And look, they've also got, they're down a game against Melbourne Heart. So they will be there or thereabouts, but that was a big loss for them.
Gold Coast United, obviously, right down the bottom. Adelaide United, second last. Melbourne Victory, third last.
That's right.
None of them are making the finals. Sydney FC, a slim chance.
Yeah.
But probably not. And this is probably how it's going to be come the end of the season.
And it's a funny-looking table. Generally, Melbourne and Adelaide, Melbourne Victory and Adelaide, that is, are right up the top. So it is a funny-looking table, but it is because of the likes of Wellington and Perth that you have that sort of shape.
Yeah, they're finding form. And there's a buzz going around Perth Glory and NIB Stadium at the moment that we saw last night. If you'd like to find out how your team will do come the end of the season, jump on the footballsack.com predictor. We've got a Hyundai A-League ladder predictor that you should really check out if you'd like to see how your team will do. Just you can tap in all the different results or just the results of your club and then update the table and find out how your team will do come season end. Look, that is about all we've got time for. Rocek, thank you for coming on the show.
My pleasure. It's been a couple of weeks and I've been back and the American accent is staying.
It's staying?
Yes, I'll open up next week's show with it too.
We'll discuss that later on. Supernova over there in the corner on the decks. Thank you for being on the show.
You're welcome. That's it.
We moved the microphone all the way across just for you to say you're welcome?
Yeah, pretty much. That's it.
Great. Well, tune in next week. We'll talk all Hyundai A-League goss, as we always do. My name is Matt Greenlaw. Thank you for joining us on today's show.
That was the Football Sack Podcast. If you haven't already, subscribe on iTunes to stay up to date with all of the football action across Australia.